It's Ghostbed's biggest sale of the year. Take 30% off award-winning mattresses, or 40% off when you pair your choice of mattress with our luxury adjustable base. As low as zero down, zero APR for 5 years. Treat yourself to the amazing sleep you deserve, or the ultimate upgrade for customized comfort. Cooling technology in every mattress, and more than 35,000 five-star reviews. Order today at ghostbed.com and get the support, cooling, and quality you can count on.
Kite Fest Louisiana, named Festival of the Year by the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association, is back. The West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau is proud to present Kite Fest on April 30th and May 1st. Come out and enjoy kite flying, our design competition, a kids' kite-making workshop, and a huge fireworks display at dusk on Saturday night, plus inflatables, food vendors, and more. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets, but no pets or ice chests. To learn more, go to events at westbatonrouge.net and be sure to like us on Facebook. That's westbatonrouge.net.
It's Ghostbed's biggest sale of the year. Take 30% off award-winning mattresses, or 40% off when you pair your choice of mattress with our luxury adjustable base. As low as zero down, zero APR for 5 years. Treat yourself to the amazing sleep you deserve, or the ultimate upgrade for customized comfort. Cooling technology in every mattress, and more than 35,000 five-star reviews. Order today at ghostbed.com and get the support, cooling, and quality you can count on.
Kite Fest Louisiana, named Festival of the Year by the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association, is back. The West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau is proud to present Kite Fest on April 30th and May 1st. Come out and enjoy kite flying, our design competition, a kids' kite-making workshop, and a huge fireworks display at dusk on Saturday night, plus inflatables, food vendors, and more. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets, but no pets or ice chests. To learn more, go to events at westbatonrouge.net and be sure to like us on Facebook. That's westbatonrouge.net.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Ryan Finkelstein. Ryan is the host of the Locked On Mets podcast and a managing editor for Just Baseball. On the program, we discuss the current happenings with the New York Mets, including Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, Max Scherzer, and more. Ryan is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
Kite Fest Louisiana, named Festival of the Year by the Louisiana Travel Promotion Association, is back. The West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau is proud to present Kite Fest on April 30th and May 1st. Come out and enjoy kite flying, our design competition, a kids' kite-making workshop, and a huge fireworks display at dusk on Saturday night, plus inflatables, food vendors, and more. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets, but no pets or ice chests. To learn more, go to events at westbatonrouge.net and be sure to like us on Facebook. That's westbatonrouge.net.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details.
Men, are you looking for a long-lasting, pain-free solution for erectile dysfunction, or ED? Peak Performance is that solution. Our treatment has no side effects, so we don't need a speed-reading lawyer to read any legal disclaimers.
Okay, then what do you want me to do then?
You can just listen. Because Peak Performance uses a scientifically advanced technique called focused linear compression therapy. It's non-invasive, pain-free, and drug-free.
Wow, amazing. Where do I sign up?
It's easy. Call 1-800-210-8181 now to book a free blood flow evaluation and learn more. That's 1-800-210-8181.
Is there anything else you want me to read, you know, since I'm here?
You could read the website.
PeakPerformanceForMen.com. Once again, that's PeakPerformanceForMen.com.
You're incredible.
Thank you very much.
Peak Performance. Man at his peak.
And Lindor cracks one in the air deep toward the right field corner. Donovan stays there, and it's out of here. Francisco Lindor, DH Deluxe, into the Coca-Cola corner to give the Mets the early 1-0 lead.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of SNY Sportsnet New York, and that was New York Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor hitting a home run against the San Francisco Giants on April 21st of 2022. And the Mets have been the hottest team in Major League Baseball so far in this first month of the Major League Baseball season. To talk more about the current happenings of the Mets, we want to welcome him back to the program, giving us great insights on his Mets. We want to welcome to the program the host of the Locked On Mets podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and he's also a managing editor for Just Baseball Media, Ryan Finkelstein. Ryan, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's great to be on. Really excited to talk some baseball.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And the Mets are indeed red hot right now. I want to start off with Francisco Lindor. Again, we know what he did last year. Decent year. Wasn't nothing to run home about, but he did his part. But so far, so good in this first month of the season. Give me your thoughts on Francisco and his play so far this year.
He's been unbelievable. I mean, even when he slowed down a little bit over the last week here, he's still contributing and still hitting the ball hard. I think last season he got a really bad rap because he had a horrible first 2 months with the Mets, but there was a lot of pressure signing that contract on the eve of the season, playing in New York for the first time. That's a huge adjustment to go from Cleveland to New York in particular. And we saw from June on last year him start to look like the Lindor from Cleveland. And this year he's just come out on fire. And I think you're seeing the impact of having a superstar shortstop. The Mets haven't had a player like this at this position since Jose Reyes. And Lindor can even do some things with the power that Reyes couldn't do in his prime. So it's been incredible to watch. Him and Jeff McNeil up the middle has been a really good part of this Mets team, to see the two of them get off to such great starts after the down years last year.
Man, Jose Reyes was no small potatoes. I tell you that, Ryan, and Francisco is definitely living up to that and then some so far in this first month of the year. And speaking of power, last year's Home Run Derby champion, Pete Alonso. Pete, again, picking up right where he's left off from last season. So far this year, getting close to 20 RBIs in the first month of the year. Give me your thoughts on Pete and his play so far.
Yeah, I said coming into the year that Pete Alonso is going to lead the league in RBIs, and I really do feel like that's going to happen. When you have Starling Marte now in this lineup, getting on base in front of him, giving him a lot more opportunities with runners in scoring position, the way Lindor is hitting in front of him, Brandon Nimmo really being a big on-base threat in front of him, Pete is just always coming up with traffic on the bases, and he's going to find a way to drive in a lot of those runs. We still haven't even really seen him get going with the home runs. I think it's 3 so far this year. So we know he's going to hit more home runs. He's going to get hot. And he's just in an absolute perfect position as a traditional cleanup type hitter in this lineup. And the way the Mets are playing, like I said, I would not be surprised if we see Alonso lead the league in RBIs and maybe do it with 150 or something crazy this year.
All right, and you mentioned his name earlier, Brandon Nimmo, playing in the outfield, playing center field for the Mets. And again, he's made big contributions so far in this first month of the year for the Mets. Just give me your thoughts on Brandon and his play.
Yeah, I think across the board in the outfield, the Mets have just gotten great production. Brandon Nimmo is the guy that when he's healthy, we know he's going to produce for the Mets. He's going to get on base. He's going to give them really good at-bats. He's gotten a lot better in center field as well defensively. So Brandon Nimmo has turned himself into a really nice player for this team. And then when you now flank him with Mark Canha and Starling Marte, this outfield defense, for one, is way better than it's been in years. But even just offensively, we're seeing all three of these guys contribute to a lineup that's just been clicking on all cylinders.
All right, and you mentioned his other name, the other outfielder at right field, Starling Marte. Again, Starling getting it done not just on the defensive side, but even getting it done on the offensive side as well. Just give me your thoughts on Starling and his play so far in this first month of the year.
You know, he's a guy that also hasn't necessarily gotten off to a great start, but he's just contributing. I think of the 16 games he's played, he's put a run on the board, either scoring himself or driving in a run in 12 of those games. So he's still finding a way to contribute. Athletically, I already mentioned Jose Reyes before. When it comes to the base stealing, I don't think the Mets have had a guy like Marte since then as well. So you see what he does to just change games. There's been times where he'll get on first base with a bloop hit. He'll steal second. There'll be a bad throw that allowed him to go over to third and come around and score. He can just manufacture runs for this Mets team in a way they just haven't had a player able to do that in a really long time.
You know, New Yorkers are very familiar with Robinson Cano during his time playing for the other New York team in the Bronx, the Yankees, and then with a run that he had in Seattle and several other teams, but it hasn't been a good start for him in his first month of the year. Ryan, when can you expect Robinson Cano to get going for the Mets going forward?
You know, when you're talking about a 39-year-old who didn't play at all last year, I don't know if he will get it going. I actually am wondering how much longer Cano will be with the Mets. I think right now they're going to keep running him out there and trying to see if he can get back into that previous form. But early in this year, he doesn't look like he has an idea up there. He's chasing a lot of bad pitches. When he does make contact, it's a lot of soft contact. He's rolling over the ball a lot. There's a very interesting date coming up. At the end of this month, the Mets have to take their roster from 28 down to 26. Major League Baseball allowed teams to have that extra two roster spots at the start of the season because of the lockout. When they get to that point, that's the first hurdle to see if Cano's going to be with this team long term, because I actually could see a scenario where, with what he's done up to this point, which is, like I said, not looked very good, the Mets might decide just to pay off the remaining about $40 million he's owed and cut ties with him. So we'll see if Cano can play a little bit better. I do think they appreciate him as a veteran presence, but if he can't get it going offensively, he's not helping you with the glove at his age either. It's a very interesting story to watch throughout this season.
All right, I want to move along now to the other side of the ball in pitching. My goodness, I tell you what, Ryan, the Mets really struck gold in acquiring Max Scherzer, and so far so good. I mean, he has been automatic during the first month of the year. I mean, we know his pedigree. Just give me your thoughts on Max and how well he's pitched during the first month of this season.
It's been great, and thanks to a late rally on Monday, the Mets are 4-0 in his starts this year, so he's just found a way to help them win every time out. I think Max Scherzer, along with what he does on the mound, which is obvious, right? This is a first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. We've seen up close what he did to the Mets for years as a National. Aside from just the ace stuff that you're getting every fifth day, I think he really, as a leader, has helped transform this ball club on the days he's not starting either. He's just a guy that has been part of a lot of winning teams, that knows how to build a winning culture, and I think he's just been integral in doing that with this Mets team in the early season. The fact that they've gotten that performance from him, knowing that Jacob DeGrom could return in, you know, maybe 6-7 weeks at some point, you know, hopefully at least for the entire second half. When you get to that point in the season where you're going to be able to start a series with Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer, the Mets are a team that no one wants to play.
All right, and speaking of another ace on the rotation, Chris Bassitt, man. Chris has been nice so far during his first month of the year coming over from the Oakland A's, and he's really proved his worth so far in his rotation. Just give me your thoughts on Chris and his play.
Yeah, I mean, you said he has been just incredible in the early parts of the season. Last night, six innings. Every time that he has pitched this year, he's given the Mets six innings. That's really crucial. I think a lot of people are concerned about the Mets bullpen going into the year, but what they've gotten so far is length out of their rotation. When you get that every fifth day, that really helps that bullpen because guys aren't taxed, they're not tired. You can really make sure you're managing that pen and getting the most out of them. And Chris Bassitt, following up Max Scherzer, has just been great at that, always going deep in these games. He really has a deep bag of pitches he throws. You know, he says every year he'd like to add a pitch. So he just has all these options, and he really keeps hitters off balance. And early in the season, he's looking like an ace, as you said. He really is looking like one of those guys that can go out and win every time he takes the ball.
All right, I want to move along now to somebody else on the rotation that's done pretty well so far, and that's Tyler McGill. And Tyler is someone drafted by the Mets last year coming up in the farm system, and now it seems that so far so good he's gotten his act together in this early part of the year. Just give me a take on Tyler and his play.
Yeah, you know, last year he made a big jump to help the Mets. This is a guy that really hadn't thrown a lot in his career. He missed the 2020 season, obviously, as everyone did, with it being canceled because of COVID. And he's one of those guys that really did a lot of developing in that time off and really burst onto the scene as a prospect last year when he wasn't on anyone's radar. He ended up struggling down the stretch, but he had a huge jump in innings. He threw about 100 innings more last year than he had in any professional season. So I think that can explain why the numbers started to tick down by the end of the year. But now he's come back after a healthy offseason, throwing harder than he has before, really has an idea of how to mix his pitches. You see a guy that just definitely appears to be figuring it out with each start and just getting better and better. And I think the Mets have stumbled into a guy that really could be in this rotation for years to come. If you look at who they have in this rotation right now, Chris Bassitt will be a free agent after this year. Jacob DeGrom could opt out and be a free agent. Carlos Carrasco has, I think, a team option after this season. So you look at the long-term potential of the Mets when it comes to their rotation, and Tyler McGill is the guy that I think you really do see entrenched in that rotation for many years to come.
All right, last time I had you on the program, Ryan, we talked about closing pitchers. Last year was a combination between the Mets were rotating between Edwin Diaz as well as Jeruz Familia, but now Diaz is the closer for this year, and so far he's played his part this year. He's come in and done brilliantly for the Mets this year. Just give me your take on Edwin and his play so far.
Look, Edwin Diaz is one of the nastiest pitchers in baseball. When you can throw 101 miles per hour with your fastball and you have a slider at 95 and it looks very similar to hitters, he is just devastating. And this is a guy that when he's right will strike out two batters for every inning he pitches. So when you get that type of elite stuff, you know that you have a potential, elite closer on your hand that can save 50 games in a season. And with the team as good as the Mets have this year, I think that's a distinct possibility. The question with Edwin Diaz has always been, what's going on between the ears? And it's just been a body language thing we've seen in his first couple of years in New York, where at times it seems like the pressure gets to him. Now he's more comfortable. I think he's starting to get a sense of what it's like to pitch in New York, and I think he's sort of putting behind some of those issues we saw in 2019. He's put together a couple of good seasons in 2020 and 2021. I think this is a year that he has a great season and maybe reestablishes himself as, if not the best, one of the best closers in baseball.
In baseball, you always have to have a good manager. And so far, with the Mets being on this hot streak that they're currently on right now, Buck Showalter in his first year as the manager of the New York Mets, give me your take on how do you feel Buck is doing so far at his job.
I think he's doing a great job, and I know that fans are always quick to nitpick the decisions of a manager and talk about the bullpen management and who should have been hitting in this spot or that spot, but I think managing is just as much about getting your team ready to play each game as it is what happens in-game. And as we've seen with this hot start, this Mets team is very well prepared each and every day. They go in, they fight for 9 innings, 27 outs, and Buck Showalter is a big part of that. There's a lot of big personalities and egos that are in that dugout right now, and Buck is the perfect guy to meld everyone together and get everyone pulling in the same direction. And like I said, early in the season, they've won the first 6 series that they've played. First time in franchise history they've ever done that. And that's a huge credit to Buck Showalter's managing.
Currently, as this show is airing, Ryan, the New York Mets are currently in first place in the National League East. And they've got some tough competition in the East when you're dealing with Miami. You're dealing, of course, Philadelphia is always a thorn on your side. And you've got the Nationals and then, of course, the defending champion Atlanta Braves. Right now, even though with the first month of the season is winding down, how confident are you going forward that the Mets can still stay at on top of things in the NL East?
I think coming into the year, I was hedging things by saying it's still the Braves division to lose, because they have been that team every single year that finds a way to win this division. And I would still say that the Braves are dangerous and they're going to be better than they've been in the early goings. But the more I've watched this Mets team, it's hard to look at this division and say it's not the Mets division to win. They look like the best team on paper, and we're now seeing the results of that. Their rotation is the best in the division. Their lineup has been the best in the division so far. So I do think this is the Mets' year. I think this is a team right now. You look at the other divisions in baseball, most of them are only separated by a game or two. This early on, there's at least two teams at the top of every division that are competitive. I think this Mets team is prepared to keep on rolling.
All right, I want to stay just with the Mets in New York specifically. As this show is airing, the Mets are currently winning right now, and the Yankees are over 500 as well. It's been a minute since the Mets and the Yankees have been winning like this and being over 500 and really capturing the hearts of not just baseball fans, but specifically fans in the New York area. What's the atmosphere like with the Mets and the Yankees winning the way they are right now?
I think this is the first time ever that, I don't know if a Yankees fan will admit it to you, but they might actually start to be a little bit concerned about what's going on in Queens just because of Steve Cohen, because they're going to continue to operate as this big market team that's going to make splashes and be competitive not only on the field but in the free agent market every single offseason. this is going to be a really fun rivalry that's going to continue to develop. Obviously, Mets Yankees is always a talking point. It's always a rivalry. We always love watching the Subway Series. But I think we have a chance now with the Yankees always being a team that's going to be competitive, and the Mets maybe trending in that direction, where over the years now we could see both of these teams playing October baseball every single year. That's great for the game. You know, when the Mets and the Yankees are good, baseball's better. And I think we're going to see a lot of that over the next, you know, couple of seasons here.
Yeah, it's definitely long overdue. Whenever, like you said, Ryan, whenever you have a big market team, it always makes things so much interesting. And you heard it from him. He's Ryan Finkelstein, host of the Locked On Mets podcast, and he's also the managing editor for Just Baseball Media. Again, Ryan, thank you so much for being on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of Locked On Mets and your work with Just Baseball Media.
Yeah, so with Locked On Mets, it's your daily show. If you're driving to work in the morning, the idea is I'll get you updated on everything you might have missed the night before. I have shows Monday through Friday. They're available wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, all those places. Also available on YouTube, so if people want to see me talk about the Mets, they can find me there. And then with Just Baseball, a really exciting company that I started working for probably about 9 months ago now, and we've just been growing and growing. There's the Just Baseball show. We also have a new show, The State of the Division, which is a podcast that people can get where you can get a look into each division one day a week. So for the NL East, we host shows on Thursday, and I'm the host of that with one of my buddies who's the founder of Just Baseball, Aram Layton. So a lot of great stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan to stay up to date with everything I got going on.
Awesome. And one more time, Ryan, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Locked On Mets and Just Baseball Media, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter, again, at Finkelstein Ryan. You can find the show at Locked On Mets. You can find Just Baseball at Just BB Media. And if you want to check out the site, just go to justbaseball.com.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Ryan Finkelstein, host of the Locked On Mets podcast, giving you the 411 on what's going on with the team out of Queens, the New York Mets. And I'm also managing editor for Just Baseball Media. Ryan, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
And Lindor cracks one in the air, deep toward the right field corner. Donovan stays fair, and it's out of here. Francisco Lindor, DH Deluxe, into the Coca-Cola corner to give the Mets the early 1-0 lead.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/report.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Ryan Finkelstein, host of the Locked On Mets podcast and managing editor for Just Baseball. Thanks again to him for giving us insights on the current happenings with the New York Mets and the other players in the organization. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/report.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for the summer season. Download the Acme app to shop for this season's essentials any way you want. Open the Acme app, clip your deals, then order your items online. An experienced Acme associate will carefully select your groceries, bag your order, and bring it right to your car or deliver right to your door. Download the app or visit acmemarkets.com for program details.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/report.